USA Radio News.
Joe Biden planning to change how the COVID vaccine is distributed. The president-elect announcing yesterday when he takes office, all vaccine doses will be released as soon as possible. Under the Trump administration, some doses are being held back to ensure those who get the first dose can get a second dose. Meanwhile, the U.S. sets a new record Thursday with over 4,000 deaths from COVID, the most ever recorded in a single day. Columbia University Dr. Dara Kass on CBS News assessing where we are in the pandemic.
Right now, we are in a very precarious place with the spread of virus after the holidays and really a run on hospital beds and resources that really means that most of us should stay home if we can.
The U.S. now with over 21.5 million COVID cases and almost 366,000 deaths, both more than any other country. A search underway for a missing passenger airplane, Boeing 737-500, goes missing this morning in Indonesia just 4 minutes after takeoff from Jakarta, the plane dropping more than 10,000 feet in less than a minute, 62 people on board. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Democrats plotting to impeach President Trump again. Articles of impeachment to be introduced Monday accuse Trump of inciting insurrection. A White House spokesman says this should be a time of healing and unity, not further division. Twitter taking an unprecedented step, the company announcing last night that it has banned President Trump's account, Real Donald Trump. Twitter says it made the decision due to the risk of further incitement of violence. No word on if Trump plans to use another social media site, Parler, where some of his supporters have moved after run-ins with Twitter. Parler, though, running into his own problems. Amazon Web Services hosts the Parler app, and there are calls for Amazon to sever its ties with Parler. Parler Chief Policy Officer Amy Peacock tells Fox News what that could mean for the app.
You know, they provide server for us, and if they were to remove their services, then we'd be down. As it is, we're having, you know, some difficulties now with the uptick in traffic, but if they took their service away, we'd be gone.
Google Play yesterday suspending Parler from its store because, according to Google, Parler won't remove posts that incite violence. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The future of Washington, D.C. could be at stake under the Biden administration. Here's Tim Berg.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser renewed the call for a vote on D.C. statehood under President-elect Joe Biden earlier this week as Democrats approach achieving Senate majority. Bauer tweeting out a statement requesting that legislation establishing D.C. statehood be on Biden's desk within the first 100 days of the 117th Congress. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is no fan of D.C. statehood.
D.C. should not be a state. It is a federal city. It was designed to be a federal city.
Yeah.
By our founding fathers. It would be an unconstitutional act, but I wouldn't put it past the Democrats to try to do it. Look, the circumstances are unclear about when and how the National Guard was mobilized, but it was Muriel Bowser who thought the National Guard should not have weapons, that they'd have to go back to their barracks east of the Capitol if they wanted to get weapons to help stop the mob violence we saw.
The senator making those comments on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Another rare sight in the sky this weekend, Jupiter, Saturn, and Mercury will be visible to the naked eye within close proximity to each other starting tonight. Mercury will be the lowest of the three, Jupiter will be the brightest, and Saturn will be the dimmest. A triple header of NFL playoff action today, Indianapolis at Buffalo at 1 Eastern, the Rams at Seattle at 4, and Tampa Bay at Washington at 8:15. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.